You're listening to Real Talk with Iris with Dr. Iris Wright, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's time for Real Talk with Iris with your host, Iris Wright, the talk show dedicated to making our communities better, building relationships, networking, and supporting small businesses. Join us every week as we discuss new and creative ideas to improve our neighborhoods and communities. This is your chance to get motivated, inspired, and encouraged. So let's get set for another amazing episode of Real Talk with Iris with your host, Iris Wright.
It's your girl, Dr. Iris Wright. I'm excited because I have a special guest today with me, and her name is Dr. Legina Rucker, and she has a new book, A Queen's Crown. She's also a Black Diamond Award winner, so I'm so excited to introduce you to her today. How are you doing, Doc?
Hey, how are you, Dr. Iris?
How are you? I'm excited to have you today on the show.
Yes, and I'm super excited to be here with you on Real Talk.
We just got acquainted. You won our Black Diamond Book Awards. You do a lot of things as well. You have your magazine. I'm part of your this issue of your magazine. So I'm excited to be able to just have you on the show and be in your presence on another level as well, and kind of talk about your journey, because you are a certified book strategist, been doing this for a while.
Yes.
So we want to hear about all the things, let's jump right into your book. You won the Black Diamond Award. Tell us a little bit about your book and what's your why around it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the honor to be here with you today and to share a little bit about A Queen's Crown. It was a strategic divine order when I wrote this book. I had just completed my 8th annual award gala in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, honoring my life coaching graduates. And so for 8 years, I have rolled out the red carpet, the pink carpet, to honor and to recognize women. But here's the strange thing. I knew at the end of that night in October 2024 that it would be the last gala that I would do in this particular season. And so I was not clear about what was next. And so I know when I need to pause and when God is preparing me for a pivot. And so at the end of the year, I took some time off for the holiday season. And as we moved into 2025, into the new year, I began to understand that there was a new book that was, you know, kind of stirring up in my spirit. And being an author, an award-winning author, a best-selling author of at least 5, 7, 8, 10 books, and not counting the collaborations that I've worked with, I knew that feeling that it was time to write another book. But I wanted this book to be significant. I wanted it to be a part of my legacy. After doing something for 8 years successfully, honoring women, recognizing women, empowering women, supporting women, you know, on their journey of becoming, it puts you in a place where you begin to reflect on, so what's my legacy? What is my why if I write another book? And I realized that I had wrote a book on the game changer, on wealth manifestation, on the 5 power moves, on discovering your purpose, digging diamonds. But I had not truly wrote the signature why book. And so this book I dedicated to my spiritual daughters, to my nieces, my goddaughters, people that I have mentored, people that I have poured into, people, women that I love and honor and respect. And I wanted to give them a blueprint, a prophetic blueprint that will guide them along the path to assure that their legacy was anchored in, and they were not just taking the hits and the misses and the turns and the tears for naught, that it all had a purpose. And so this is a guide, this is a blueprint to get you to a place of full royal identity. That's so important to me, because if you don't know who you are, then you're going to have a challenge. You're going to have a hard time becoming who you ultimately are seeking to be. And so you got to know your history. You got to know the blueprints that matter in your life. Generational bloodlines and situations all have meaning. So every turn, every twist, every tear has purpose in it. So the book is about identity, it's about purpose, it's about legacy, financial legacy. It's more than the recipes and the stuff that we leave, you know, the goodies that we have written out, sometimes in the will, sometimes not in the will, sometimes in the trust. And so I do touch upon those matters. And so that is where I'm at, and that's where I wanted to make sure that those that are connected to me would have a solid guideline and a pathway and a blueprint. So that's the essence of the book.
I love it. I love it. I always like to ask the why. Your why got to be huge when we're doing things, whether it's writing a book, doing a project, or opening a business, right?
Right.
How have your authorship been through these years?
I'm sorry, the authorship?
Yeah, how have your experience been? How have you grown? Have you found that from day one when you started, the growth that came through with every book, or how have your journey been?
It's really been amazing, because the first book was about my caregiving journey. I was the primary caregiver for my mom for about 10 years. And that was a transformational process for me, not having a medical background, nursing background. I was just thrust into this emergency situation as a result of my mom having a stroke. And so being the only daughter and the oldest, the firstborn, my brothers naturally thought that it was my position only to step in and do what it needed to be done. And I did it, you know, without asking questions, and they came along the side of me, but ultimately all of the weight and responsibility fell on me. And so after 10 years, my life was completely different. I lost everything. I lost my corporate job. I lost my health. I lost my marriage. Being a full-time caregiver while you're trying to work and juggle life and family and running two homes, because I was committed to keeping my mother in her home, that put me in a place that I had never intended to be, or I never even seen it coming. And so as a result, that opened up the door of me having a more personal relationship with God, because I was navigating the unknown, the uncertain. I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a blueprint. I didn't have a mentor. I felt abandoned. I felt isolated. I felt alone. And so as a result of that, that drew me into a closer relationship with God, and ministry, Divine Diamonds Ministry, was birthed out of that. And so this whole journey of becoming an author was just dropped on me. I didn't have a vision. I did not have a clue. But you know, when there is a call on your life, when there is something that you are assigned to do, God has an amazing way of sending the resources, the people, and connecting the dots. And so as a result of writing that first book, then I did a collaboration with several women in the ministry, Your Set Time. That was a powerful prophetic blueprint where we decreed and declare victories and wholeness and healing and transformation. And so we went on from there. And now I saw the need in the marketplace, because God was not putting me in a traditional role as far as ministry was concerned. I was in this thing called the world. And so I was in a place where I did not have a role model. I didn't really know how this thing was supposed to be done outside of the four traditional walls. But what I found to be true as I went online back in 2009, no one was really doing ministry online. People were still very much doing ministry in a very traditional way. And so that was new. It was exciting. It was dynamic. But people are people, whether they're inside a full wall church or on a digital platform. And people have needs and people have desires. And so when you open yourself to be teachable and coachable and flexible and adaptable, the books project started to come in. Women were asking me, can you help me to write a book? And I said, let's talk about it. And so I became a certified life coach, and then I mentored women as well in the ministry. And so it just started step by step, layer by layer, brick by brick. It started growing and evolving and becoming part of what I do. And so I got training. I became a certified book strategist about 2 years ago or so. And maybe it was last year. I'm not sure. But all I know is I was doing the work, but I wanted the validation. I wanted a support system to make sure that we were doing things that were valuable and could be validated and could be tracked and traced when it comes to people's success. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I love it because I think we had a conversation yesterday about how when things just happen. When you have an assignment, no questions asked, you just kind of, it just happens. It happens so easy. That's how my journey's been as becoming an author the last 3 years. Everything's been going like super fast, and it just happened. And I think that's in the season that we're in, and as an eight-year entrepreneur, I realize that when things just flow and happen like that, that's where I'm supposed to be. And sometimes we want to get into a lot of things as entrepreneurship, but I'm being very mindful about what I'm getting into, what I'm doing, who I'm doing it with, all of the things, because I don't want anything to turn me away from what my assignment is.
Right.
Being able to lead with a sense of integrity and morals and do what God has asked is very important to me, in my journey. So I'm excited, and I love hearing seasoned women and that's been doing it a while. What that is like for them and tips and everything, because things has been super fast for me. I'm loving it. I've been in a lot of anthologies. So, I told you I've done a lot of anthologies. Today I finished my first solo book.
Oh, congratulations.
So, I finally said, okay, Iris, let's get it done now. But my heart is truly with anthologies, and I love it. I love the community that it brings when you have the right people in the books. Mm-hmm. And I also like the fact that we can help each other, especially with our books, a lot about social justice. Okay. And it's always going to be like that with me, because if I didn't start out with the anthology books, Rudolph Turner may not be coming home, wow. So it's amazing on what just writing a book, getting your voice back, having it heard, especially people, a lot of people's been silent about things because they've been silently in pain and don't know how to get around it and don't know where to go to ask for help. And if they ask for help, is that help genuine? Are you really going to help me?
Yes.
So I'm very passionate about it. I love it. And hopefully people will gravitate more towards it as well, because I like to write them, but I also like to read them as well. You have been you have an event coming up surrounding the magazine. So tell us a little bit about the magazine, because I'm in this issue of the top 10.
Top 10, yes.
So
you are one of the esteemed leaders of the top 10, yes.
And I'm excited about it. This is our first project that we're doing together. I'm excited. The magazine, everything that I've seen so far looks beautiful and looked like it was intentional. And that's what I love. I love when things are not just thrown together. I love when things are intentional. So tell us a little bit about the project and how did this come upon? How long have you been doing magazines?
Yes. Well, before I talk about the one that you're featured in, the Global Dominion 100, and Dr. Iris Wright is one of the top 10. We have three tiers, and I'm going to tell you that and share more. But out of a queen's crown came the Queen, the Legacy Queen magazine. In November of 2025, we celebrated and honored our top 25 legacy queens. So that was a major accomplishment for 2025. And I partner with Brand on Demand Media Company led by Apostle DeJuan for the design of this about 40-page plus magazine. And so we continue, and I've been working with Apostle DeJuan with design work for years, and I've supported her work in the ministry as well. Collaboration is like currency, you know, when it comes to relationship. It's so important. And I like to build relationships and sustain relationships out of respect and honor and you know, doing unto others, you know, the basic golden rule, do as unto others as you want others to do unto you. And so as a result, we started talking about 2026, Women's History Month. And out of that sharing and connecting and brainstorming, we gave birth, collaboratively speaking, to Global Dominion 100 Women. And so it's a publication that's different from your average magazine, because we actually wanted to focus on leaders globally. We wanted to look at all industries from, you know, Hollywood on out, from all aspects of life. So truly we're pioneers in the marketplace ministry, but we recognize that we're in this world. We are assigned, we are born to make a difference and to make an impact and to influence, you know, industries where we are building streams and generating streams of income, and we're changing economics, and we're empowering people. You know, we're not just giving them a fish, but we're teaching them how to fish. And so we set it up where women could be nominated, and we were looking and searching for women that were making an impact and making a difference, that were making bold statements. And I was connected with you just very shortly as we were having this conversation. And so we became social media friends, and I started following you. And then I submitted and connected with you with the award program. And there was a vibe, an energy, a liking, the same life spirit, the same like mind that I could sense, I could feel, I could see, even though we had not met offline, we had only met online, but we're spirit beings. And so you don't always have to meet face to face to be able to know, but you got to have a sense of knowing. And that's what I felt and experienced in working with you. And you followed through, you took care of business, you were handling business. And I was like, okay, this is a woman of excellence. Let me zero in. And so I nominated you. And the rest is history. So Iris is, Dr. Iris Wright is featured along with 9 other women. We have the top 5 elite. We have the 10, you know, movers and shakers is what I like to call them, the power movers. We're going to be rolling out the press release on Monday, April the 13th. We have Facebook ads that are coming. We're going to be doing live broadcasts with Dr. Iris Wright and the other women. So look, connect with her, follow her, because you're going to see a lot coming out in the next couple of weeks. This publication is global. When we launched the press release, we went into multiple countries around the world, Africa, Asia, the Caribbean, Canada, and of course, nationally here in the U.S. But this is a movement. And my desire is that women will take the time, like Dr. Iris and I are doing right now, to communicate, to connect, to collaborate, because that is where strength is. We are living in challenging times, but nothing is impossible if we come together in unity, if we come together in pure agendas and like minds and faith driven, so that we can all eat at the same table. How about that?
I agree. I always say that we are powerful together than we are apart. Absolutely. And it hurts me to see women think differently, look at each other differently. You know, We're all supposed to be different. We're not supposed to be the same. We're not supposed to dress alike. We're not supposed to think alike. But if we all come together with the strengths that we have, we can make power moves.
Yes.
You know, I was just talking to someone earlier today because they explained to me that if I work with you, how am I going to make money? How am I going to do this? And that's where education comes in, getting to the right crowd, because I work with women and we all make money and we're making money together. No one's taking no one's cut. No one's trying to outdo anyone, but everybody moves on their own motion. And some people are going to grow and elevate, and you need to be okay with it, or come on along with for the ride, you know, step your game up. It's not about competition. And that's what I feel. So I don't mind bringing people with me. I go into certain rooms and I'll say, hey, won't you come with me? You know, let's do it. You know, but people want to be seen, and people have the mindset that I want to be seen. I want to do this first. I don't want to do this. And that is really, really the wrong mindset, especially right now. You know, I always tell people I can be an inspiration all by myself, but we have impact when it's all of us. And that's what we're rooting for. It's more impact. We can do more, because I don't know everything. You don't know everything. If I have my strength is your weakness.
Yes. Yes.
We make one heck of a team.
Yes.
And it hurts me that women are, you know, and I do see a little bit of a change from 8 years ago. But I feel like we still have a whole lot more work to do. It's just harder for us for some reason. And I'm trying to figure out why. And sometimes it's to the point where you ain't even got to worry about why. Just, you know what, the people that's come is going to come. And then people are going to start to see the transformation of us working together. And then they are not going to have no other choice but to come along for the ride or do what they do, you know? So I'm excited just to be in the magazine and being connected to all the women that are in there that are doing amazing things. And I want to go into a little bit, because we had a conversation about marketing, magazines, podcasts, all the things. And, you know, we're in a world now where, I guess because social media is here, social media is free right now, that people think that podcasts and magazines, everything should be free. We should market their business. We should write their story. We should do all the things to their business for totally free. And marketing has never been free. So it's never been free to me. So I do want to get in a little bit in our conversation. And I think we tapped in a little bit about, especially the magazines, something I hear sometimes says, I don't pay to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hate that. I hate when someone tells me that because I work so hard on our magazines and I don't take it as a game or a joke or anything. It's serious business, but I want to share the difference between the free magazine and the paid magazine, you know, especially if we're in business. And I also want to touch base a little bit before our call on how to market those magazines and make sure you jump in too. So, you know, you will know, because I think a lot of times people come into the magazines and then they says, oh, nothing happened and I didn't paid my money, but you didn't do anything, you know? One, a free magazine, maybe Cosmo. Let's just talk about Cosmo because it's right there in there. It's free. A lot of the big magazines, if they do a article on you, a lot of times they are free. They do have an editorial department. They actually tell you what they want you to write about. They do not market your business. If they market your business, you're going to pay thousands, if not more, money to have your business marketed in that magazine. All right. But it's not a bad magazine. I'm not saying anything bad about it. It's a magazine where you're going to use it to say you were in the magazine. Right. So it's going to back you. Certify is not the word I'm looking for. What word am I looking for? It's right on the tip of my tongue. But it's something that you can say, hey, I was in Cosmo magazine or I was in Forbes, right?
Credibility.
Yeah. So it's going to help you build credibility. Great. I love it. I've been in Forbes too. So use it. The paid copies of the magazine, a lot of times we are entrepreneurs, we're building, we're growing. So we cannot deliver the magazine and do all the things for you for free. But we do allow you to write an article and talk about yourself, market your business in there. And a lot of times we're pushing it out a little harder than Cosmo, because Cosmo and them have a following. They got subscribers and different things. Only thing they're going to see is your name in their article and read what your expertise is on that particular topic. With us, they're going to read about you, your business, know how to connect with you on your social media. They're going to be able to go to your websites. They're going to be able to do all the things to be able to bring you in. And a lot of times, like even with me, I believe right now we're in 6 or 7 facilities. And we use them because a lot of us are entrepreneurs. I'm a serial entrepreneur guy. Go to events. I hand out my magazines. When people buy books for me, I give them a magazine.
Okay.
At all of my events, everybody that walks through the events that I throw get a magazine.
Okay.
All types of things, because we want to get your business in other people's hands. And I think we're more passionate about it than Cosmo is, because we're business owners, right? So we understand what that is about. And we're constantly building our networks to have affordable marketing for our entrepreneurship. Because me personally, I became an entrepreneur and I had nothing, no savings, no nothing. We just moved to Virginia. I read Steve Harvey's book, Jump, and I gave my 2 weeks notice and quit my job, became an entrepreneur. So I know the struggle. I know the struggle when you're trying to build a business, pay for your bills and put money back into the business, market your business. And I had moved to a city where I really didn't have nobody or know anybody. So I had to become visible. And, you know, so I know how hard that is. So guys, there's a difference. I would say, one, look up, do some research on the people that you're doing the magazine with. Are they promoting you? And you have to promote yourself too, because it shouldn't be a one-time thing where you're in the article. Create content. Now we have technology, guys. Learn how to use AI for some benefits for you. get it to help you make content, get it to help push content out, get it scheduled to go out for you so you are promoting yourself as well. We make content. I know I make content. I know she makes content for you to push out. But research, connect with the right magazine that fits you, and educate yourself on the value of having, being put in those magazines, and even with podcasts. Mm-hmm. Podcast is not free for us. We pay for it. We pay for things, all the things. Yes. But in order for us to push it and to continue pushing it, I know with me, with my Real Talk with Iris, I do a lot of ads. So all of that's costing money. So it is bringing your business visibility. Do marketing happen overnight? No, it did not happen overnight.
No.
Oh, Lord, I wish it did. You know, even with me, you know, owned a home care company, all private for years. I paid CVS, I think $6,000, $7,000 a year per store that I was in. Harris Teeter, I paid them $6,000, $7,000 per store that I was in, you know. And I might get lucky sometimes, especially at the beginning, I might get one good client from there to say, okay, I made my money back. And then the next year it might go up a little bit because people have to see you and they're seeing you more. So that's why you need to be visible. And one thing I dislike about entrepreneurs saying, I own a business and I don't need to clout. People don't, you know, I don't have to be out there. I can do it. It's nothing to brag about. If you have a business, everybody needs to know you.
That's right.
People buy from people they know, like, and trust.
Yes.
In the world that we're in now, it's a lot of scamming. It's a lot of taking, a lot of everything. People need to know you. So it's nothing wrong with being visible. And people that are being visible did not mean that they're clout chasing. They're doing whatever it takes to build their legacy to their business. Yeah. And that shouldn't be talked down on. And it's not funny because to me, when you're saying it, you're the only one that should be laughed at this point. Guys, this is Real Talk with Iris. So I'm going to say what I mean. But do not, you know, we need to go back to the roots where we know that things are not free in business. Things are not free anywhere. It's just not. It's, we all have to pay, not just you, because I have to pay too. Even me, I have magazines. We have Black Diamond Chronicle, Iris Magazine. Every year, I'm still participating in other people's magazines and network and everything because it's power in that. Use it to network. All right. And I'm going to tell you one thing that I like to do with my magazines is when I order the magazines, I like to look at the email address and websites of the other women in there. I like to read the articles because I want to see, can I connect with her? Is this someone I can connect with? Do we have anything in common? Can we make money together? Do she have a product that I like or I need? You may get an email and I may say, hey, this is Dr. Iris Wright. I've been seeing you in such and such magazine. Are you free for a Zoom and coffee?
Okay.
Connect. Because connect. You never know what rooms this person is, how you can partner. You know, you never know how you can expand by doing those things.
Yes.
Get back to work. Marketing is not free and it do not happen overnight. I mean, I wish it did, but it really don't. So a lot of times we're paying out thousands of dollars in marketing, but we know that it don't happen, but it do work and it do happen. And you got to find the marketing strategy for you. You want to add anything to this?
Look, it's all hot. It's all good because at the end of the day, it comes down to your mindset. And when you realize that you are sowing, you're not playing and you're not paying to play, but you are sowing, you're going to reap what you sow. And so the more visible you are, the more you sow to be in different places and different magazines on different podcasts, the more credibility you are building, the more people see you. And like you said, the more they see you, they like you and trust you. And they know that they're safe to do business with you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So guys, take that very, very seriously, depending on, you know, it don't even really matter what industry you're in business. You need to be seen, right? Right. And especially if you want to grow. And right now we have so much advantage that, you know, business owners back in the day didn't have. We can be global and do work all over.
Yes. Yes.
Without a problem because of the technology that we have. So do not short yourself and thinking, I just have to be here in my city.
Yes.
Because your city will support you sometime, but I tell you, it's going to get dry. You know, you want to build relationships. They're not going to hold your business together or down. So get out there, market your business, connect with people. You know, keep, you know, I'm one of those people, whatever I do, I'm going to keep my integrity and morals as much as I can. And you'll see me drift. You'll see me here because people will say, Iris, you're here, you're there, you're everywhere. And I'm supposed to be. That means I'm doing a good job. And you need to be doing that job too. So get with somebody, join one of these, one person's magazine or, you know, do something different. Just uncomfortable, be uncomfortable and just jump and try something different and connect to some new people, right? Get to know some people. So I wanted to share that today because I know me and her both, we have magazines and we're doing so many different things and we're helping people, we're making an impact. And that's what we love to do. So guys,
A Queen's Crown.
You want to get the book. You want to get the book, guys. So you want to tell them how they can get your book?
Yes, we are on Amazon. You can purchase the Kindle version as well as a hardback copy, a paperback. You can also go to my website, drlugeniajrucker.com, and we will gladly sign it, autograph it, and ship it out to you. And look, I have a free gift there in the book. So download your affirmation that's going to shift the atmosphere, that's going to elevate your mindset and prepare you for your next level. Because the thing that I know, Dr. Iris, the next level is always calling us. You know, it's never enough on the current level. There's always higher goals and higher achievements and accomplishments. You know, for you, for example, you're the top 10 in 2026. I'm looking for you to be the elite five in 2027. You know, there's always something that we want to work towards to keep us motivated and inspired. So, you know, we can set up a free book coaching strategy session if you're ready to write your book and publish it. I'm here for you. I'm here to support you. But make no mistake about it. The next is calling you. And that's real talk. That's real talk.
Yeah, guys, follow your purpose. Whatever it is that you're trying to get to, whatever goals you, I can tell you one thing. Whatever you put your time in will grow. It will definitely grow.
Yes.
So guys,
attention to grows.
It will grow. And sometimes we feel like, oh my God, we're doing a lot. We're doing a lot and you get tired. And sometimes you feel like giving up. And I want to tell you, do not give up. That moment that you feel like you're about to give up is when all power is going to happen. Everything is going to go down and you do not want to give up. And entrepreneurship is not for the weak. I cannot tell you, even though I've had a pretty good journey, but you always have setbacks and you always have things that you need to learn, that you need to fix on, but don't let that stop you. You learn it, you fix it so you don't have to worry about it again and you keep educating yourself. You know, I always say you should be learning something different every single day, literally. Absolutely. You know, and a lot of times us entrepreneurs, we're up early. We're the last ones going to bed. We get up early. I know I was up at four this morning. So, what I love about it is this. My husband always teased me and says, I don't work. I do work. My business is my job. It's my business. But it doesn't feel like work to me. So I think that's the hardest thing, because you have to really balance and program yourself to it's time to get done for today, because you will continue working. And at the beginning, that was very hard for me, because I found myself working. My husband was like, did you eat? You know what time it is, Iris? So you have to program yourself in entrepreneurship, but do not stop watering the plant. Do not stop building the legacy, all right? By any means necessary, do not tolerate any distractions. Get what you need done, and you're going to be okay. So I love what I do. If you are a real entrepreneur, I know that you're going to find great satisfaction in building your legacy and your business. And I'm excited. And how I look at it is, you was going to give somebody 20 or 30 years anyway.
Yes.
Put the time in to build your business. You know, I don't knock anybody, whether you work or you're an entrepreneur. You got some people who need to work. You know, they don't mind working. Some people need supervision at that point in life where they are. Some people mm-hmm. need structure, right? Because entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You're going to have to build that structure. But, you know, so you know what time you're in. But I want to encourage you, if you're in that time, an entrepreneur, and you're thinking, I cannot do this, I'm here to tell you that you can do it. So you can do it. And I love what I do. I love what I'm learning, even with the bad things, the setbacks and stuff. I'm taking the whole journey in. And just appreciate every single step of the way. So, and I had no clue that I was going to be an entrepreneur, a business owner, an author, a speaker, an advocate, a leader, and all of these things, all the things, right? God has a way of pushing you to your destination.
Yes, yes.
And getting you, and if you're paying attention, sending you where your purpose. So I'm thankful, because I understand that a lot of people leave this earth not knowing what their purpose was.
My.
So just by him allowing me to do that, I know that he gave me a gift.
Yes.
So guys, if you have your gift, don't take it for granted. You have work to do. And sometimes if we prolong it and we're not listening, he has people assigned to us. So there are people that are assigned to you. They cannot move forward until you get yourself together. You know?
Sure,
and absolutely. I'm a firm believer of it, guys. So, you know, even with me, I thought getting into entrepreneurship, opening my home care company was it. That was like, oh my God, you know, he had me build this and this. I had no clue that I was going to be writing books, winning awards, speaking, doing all the things. I had no clue. And I definitely didn't have no clue that I was going to be a visionary of a project, of a movement called Injustice. And I definitely did not know that, because I decided to listen to him, that a guy named Rudolph Turner is going to be coming home from that project.
Wow.
And guys, I know, I don't know if you have not heard me talk about Rudolph. I want to say, because I put him on every platform that I'm in. Rudolph was 19 years old. He was incarcerated for a nonviolent crime, and he was sentenced to 80 years. And he's been in there 29 years.
Wow.
And he definitely deserves. We know people who killed people and did horrible things who has came home before him. He didn't beat anybody. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't do any of that. 19 years old. And just meeting his sister, Lashana, who wrote his story in my book, we became friends, and we started fighting for him 3 years ago. So guys, you have purpose and meaning. It was supposed to happen just the way it happened. And I thank God for showing me that. And even through my pain, through my healing, because in that book, I was processing my own healing. And I had no clue going through all of that, that this was going to be the outcome. You know, last Saturday, they had a home visit so they can look at where he's going to be staying and all that kind of good stuff. So I had no clue all of that was going to come out of it. And I'm thankful because Rudolph's story has showed me something as well. You know, because sometimes when we're going through things, we think that we're going through the worst things possible. Nobody can't be going through anything worse than us.
Yeah.
But with Rudolph's journey, God showed me that I was able to, I might have been facing 20 years, but I was able to come home and fight for myself. Rudolph didn't. He wasn't able to fight for himself. So thank God for his sister, Lashana, who started her processing, started advocating and reached out to me because we didn't know each other. We was on Facebook. Wow. And say, hey, I want to know if I can join your book. This is what's going on with my brother. So guys, whatever you do, don't take these things for granted. It's reasons that you're going through or you're connecting. Some, even the people you're connecting with, you don't even know how they can help you. Lashana didn't know. We knew was going to write a book when the project came, but we didn't know that we would be pushing and doing rallies and doing all the things that we've been doing.
Wow.
So we didn't know that. It wasn't for us to know. We just had to follow God's lead. We had to listen to what he said. And that's just how it is. So listen to him, learn how he communicates with you, and then go forth with that. And have love for each other. So most importantly, you want to say something else?
You know, I just want to say in closing that there is a plan for every individual life. It is just our responsibility to discover it and to connect with it. You were assigned to work with this sister to help set that brother free, you know, long before you even met her. You know, your steps were ordered. And so if we as individuals will acknowledge and embrace the fact that there is a specific assignment, there is a plan, there is a person, there is a purpose assigned to your life. When you open yourself up to that reality, then everything else will begin to fall in place. And like the song says, Dr. Iris, then your living is not in vain.
Yes. Yep. I agree, guys. So guys, yep. I hope y'all took something from the show today. I'm super excited. I'm new to LA Talk Radio. This is my second week of LA Talk Radio. So follow, join us. You can also see me on Real Talk with Iris on all podcast networks. And we're on Roku and Fire TV at Real Talk with Iris as well. Guys, we are having our Black Diamond Gala and Awards. Guys, get your tickets. Tickets are on sale. We have new content going out this week. I want to say, guys, we're going through a lot in our world right now, from the war, gas prices, food prices, high electric bills. We got a lot of things going on here. And there are going to be some people that need your help. They need help. And if you can help them, by all means, please help them. If you cannot help them, I want you to take a moment, give them a hug, and let them know that God loves them. Guys, until next time, if you want to be a guest, you can go to realtalkwithiris.com. Have an amazing day, guys.
You're listening to Real Talk with Iris with Dr. Iris Wright, only on LA Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning into Real Talk with Iris with your host, Iris Wright, the talk show dedicated to making our communities better, building relationships, networking, and supporting small businesses. Join us next week as we discuss new and creative ideas to improve our neighborhoods and communities. We hope you were motivated, inspired, and encouraged with today's segment. So until next time, make today great from your friends at Real Talk with Iris and your host, Iris Wright.